With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There has been a proposed release of hostages. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says 9 U.S. citizens and a green card holder remain missing in Gaza.
We don't know for certain that all 10 are still alive, and we've been honest about that, what we know and what we don't know. We know that among those 10, three are women and children, two women, one child, and we believe that those three will be among the 50 who are released.
Sullivan appeared on ABC News' Good Morning America. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Kyiv early this week in a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine. Austin says he assured Ukrainian forces in Kyiv that the U.S. has their backs.
My message to them was simple. We will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Back from his trip, Secretary Austin spoke at a virtual Ukraine Defense Contract Group meeting at the Pentagon. Also at SRNNews.com, in Colorado, both sides are appealing a judge's ruling. Donald Trump can stay on the ballot after inciting the January 6th attacks. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The judge in the case ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection but can stay on the ballot in Colorado. That prompted not one, but two appeals. The liberal group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics argued that the judge was wrong in ruling that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is not clear that the insurrection provision was intended to apply to presidents. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers appealed the judge's finding that he did engage in insurrection. The case now goes to the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 147 points, the NASDAQ adding 86 points. This is SRN News. The U.S. education establishment trying to turn back the rising tide of parents opting to homeschool their kids.
Number one, they argue that parents aren't really competent to be educators. We as Christians need to press back on that and make very clear that parents are, after all, the parents of the children that God gives them. Parents not only have the authority to teach those children, they have the responsibility to teach those children.
Dr. Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Over time, it'll be very interesting to see how you would evaluate the educational outcomes from students taught at home versus those taught in school. I can tell you, as the president of a seminary and a college, that when we look at incoming students, homeschool students are by no means educationally and academically behind students trained in other educational contexts.
You can hear more on this and other topics at his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. Former Saints tight end Boo Williams needs surgery, medicine, and doctors to make his pain subside, but he can't afford it.
Boo Williams, who is 44, was recently awarded $5,000 a month by the NFL's disability benefit plan. But Williams tells the AP the plan and the league have repeatedly mishandled his claims and should really have been paid $500,000 or more over the past 14 years.
I know I have to have surgery on my neck. I know I have to have surgery on my back. I knew this years ago while I was playing.
Over the past 30 years, the league has added millions of dollars to the plan for retired players with injuries they suffered while playing football or that emerged after their careers were over. But plaintiff's lawyers say the system is rigged against retirees. They point to a high rate of claim denials and say doctors assigned to examine players are paid by the NFL plan. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.